The Adventures of Harvey the Wonder Dog, Harvey the Hungry Dog, as read by the author, Lisa Dominique. Remember, when you hear Harvey bark, it's time to turn the page. Critters tend to look at things one of two ways. They are either dangerous or delicious. Everything looks delicious to Harvey the Hungry Dog, and he wants to sample it all. Most of the time, his eating adventures are completely harmless and healthy. But once in a while, his culinary choices have unpleasant results. Harvey is a very handsome dog. He has a massive square head and soft ears that flop up and down when he runs. His large brown acorn eyes are sweet and soft. He has long blonde eyelashes. Harvey's big black shiny nose is smooth and always wet. He has a quick smile and a kiss for everyone. Harvey's tail is the type that never stops wagging, even when he sleeps. That's probably because he dreams of food each and every night. When they were puppies, Harvey's brother and sister would scramble on top of one another to get their mother's milk. Every now and then, Harvey would get stuck underneath one of them. He would end up falling asleep next to his mom, but only after eating, of course. On the very first day that Harvey the Hungry Dog came home, he jumped into his food bowl headfirst. Harvey didn't stop eating till every morsel of dog chow was gone. When winter comes, Harvey the Hungry Dog sees shiny snow cones and crystal clear popsicles outside. He arches up and leaps from mound to mound as he licks and bites the snow. Harvey's having fun. After a few more minutes, he stops and slurps the side of an icicle that has fallen from the house. It's so great to play outdoors, and it's really good exercise for a growing dog. It's springtime now. The creek that runs through town is filled with rain. Harvey splashes and splashes and splashes in the water. He bends his head for a drink, then slurps and slurps until it's time to go home. What a perfect day! Harvey's best dog friend is called Karma. She's small and black with a cute little button nose and soft floppy ears. Harvey's own ears perk up and his eyes twinkle whenever he hears her name. They race around the yard after one another and play tug of war. What Harvey really, really wants is Karma's food. He waits for someone to open the back door of her house. He dives into Karma's doggy dish and licks it clean. What a sight! But this time, he ate too much. His belly bulges, and he doesn't want to play anymore. Neighborhood picnics are a great time for everyone. Buckets and buckets of chicken, trays of cheese and chips and crackers and sausage are always on the table. There's pizza, too. Harvey sits patiently alongside the table, just hoping for someone to drop a piece of that fabulous food on the ground. As fast as the fastest bolt of lightning, Harvey pounces on it, then swallows it whole, whatever it is. Summertime is like a carnival for Harvey the Hungry Dog. June, July, and August bring brightly colored fireflies out for the evening. They sparkle and blink and look like floating pieces of green candy. Harvey leaps up and laps them out of the air with his tongue. For him, it's an extra special warm weather treat, available only after darkness settles in for the night. The 4th of July is a very important holiday in Harvey's little town. It is a day-long festival of patriotic people, many of them in colorful costumes. There's a big parade down Main Street. Later in the day, there are backyard parties and a fair. At the parade, Harvey happily walks behind the lawnmower brigade. Why so happy? Well, one of the members of the brigade has a long link of sausages hanging from his back pocket. Guess who grabs hold of them? You're right! Harvey the Hungry Dog has gotten another tasty treat. Back at home, Harvey gets a large orange carrot. It's bright and crunchy. although Harvey prefers the taste of sausage. A treat is a treat to a hungry dog. From time to time, Harvey will swallow things that he is not supposed to eat. Some of them aren't even close to being food. One day not long ago, he munched his way through a seat cushion from the couch, two pair of light green flip-flops, and a new doormat. Needless to say, he did not feel well at all. He felt even worse when he got a big time out and a terrible tummy ache. Harvey the Hungry Dog earns his breakfast every morning. He wakes you up with a quick lick on the face. After a potty break outside, he races out to the end of the driveway, then gently grabs the newspaper between his teeth and trots toward the back door. He proudly puts it down and gets a quick scratch under the chin. To this day, he has never eaten even one page of the newspaper. Aren't you proud of Harvey, too? Anyway, as he waits for his morning cereal, he begins to dance around in a twisting, turning little circle. It's his happy dance and the beginning of another perfect day in the world of Harvey the Hungry Dog. If there's one thing that Harvey hungers for more than anything else, it's love. Harvey loves to snuggle and sit on your lap. And he's not a lay-at-the-foot-of-your-bed dog either. He has to be on the bed, usually with his head on the pillow and the rest of him nuzzling next to the curve of your body. One way or another, Harvey always stays close to your heart. That's when he's happiest. That's when he has everything he needs. And that's when he isn't hungry at all. The end.